A man of many talents, play-by-play broadcaster, real estate agent, and now a state legislator. Yeah. It's time to talk all things Arkansas with R.J. Hawk, presented by Natural State Wholesale, proudly trusted by major manufacturers all over the world for 25 years. Go see the flooring king, Don Gresham, at Natural State Wholesale.
R.J., somebody said, great pitch for the AD job, Baz.
That
is not true. Hey, that's going to be the other interesting thing. Does Hunter Yurecek decide to come to the test?
Well, so Chris and I, we've got a small wager on whether this happens. I say there's no chance. I think that after the beating that he has taken from one David Basil.
No, I've not done that.
What are you talking about?
He's done it to himself. I haven't done anything.
No, he did do it to himself. Yeah, but you inflated it.
No.
Because if he does not come here, it's for one reason. He didn't want to be around
so
you.
It started with the touchdown club, with the initial when he did it to himself.
But he said about Mississippi, he goes, if every family, 35,000 or 10,000 families would get $35 a month, and that they went out, everybody, a million people came out. Yeah. And then last year I just said, what do you think about the state of where the program is? And he goes, we're not ready to win a championship.
And then he goes to the Board of Trustees meeting, you get brought up, and then you talk about it again on the radio, and then there was another meeting. He says, well, I've got it on good authority. There's a whole bunch of trophies in a storage locker in Rogers. And I'm just going to tell you right now. I'm going to be real nice about it. I'm going to tell you right now. Well, I don't care if it takes one of you, two of you. Well, we're all going to Rogers, we're going to get those trophies out.
There's the other one where he's talking about, you know, we got Joe Klein and Daryl Walker. They're talking about it. So he goes, you tell Joe and Daryl, don't worry about it. That's basketball season.
That will be interesting to see.
I think we'll have Kevin Trainer instead of.
And that was the other thing. I did go after him on the Kevin Trainer thing, which I still think was a matter of fact. Kevin Trainer just got inducted into the Communications Hall of Fame. That's who we fired.
Yeah.
RJ, I know that I teased a minute ago about maybe working on trying to get Ella McDowell down to Central Arkansas, maybe to do some softball stuff. Because softball is so big for kids
now.
Man. I mean, you've been coaching it. I mean, it's
– Yeah, no. I mean, and hopefully we can make the dates work and everything. But, yeah, I mean, we got a big event planned if she can make it down here. And, what gave us the idea was, A, getting her down to Central Arkansas to kind of see the passion. But, man, it's huge down there. There's baseball camps and there's all kinds of things, but there's really not like a true dedicated where you've got a bunch of D1 athletes coming in. And so when you threw out the idea a couple weeks ago, we kind of talked to Ella, and we're trying to make some dates work.
We have talked. I didn't tell you this. I don't think I've told you this. I talked to Justin Moore about doing a massive, a Justin Moore softball camp and bringing in Dyfel and bringing in a country, whoever else he likes in country music to do. Because it is. It's big business.
Yeah.
You see the ratings that they got for the College World Series and the Razorbacks, I think, had a huge
– They set the record for attendance.
I was there. Not that you needed the bug, but you got the bug going World Series, man. That really took it to the next level.
Well, and you saw the girl that transferred to Arkansas that was with
Notre Dame, After Arkansas lost its starting shortstop, which – I presume that was because
they lost
of money.
Pretty much their entire infield because of graduation, you pick this girl up from Notre Dame that's going to be really good. Burnham back, and then you've got Ella McDowell back. I mean, I think it's they're shaping up to be a pretty good team next year.
Let's look at a couple of our messages here on our Milton Heaton Air text line. Do you mind elaborating on the shot Feinberg took at Macris or Pointless to the Touchdown Club video where we can find it? It was so long ago. I think that was over at.
That was over at the
embassy.
I don't think we were.
You know what? It wasn't Macris. It was Lunsford Bridges.
Yeah.
He took a shot at Lunsford. I forget what it was. It was a tongue in cheek thing. It was not a.
Don't think we were saving the video then.
That's a good point. I don't think we were either.
Yeah.
Let's see here. Archie talking about a short attention span. Let's see here. I don't know what it is. 661-1037 is the number if you want to be a part of the show. And RJ, we always have done our summer of adventure. We're going to go to a NASCAR race in 4 weeks in Atlanta.
Are you going to do the actual NASCAR experience where you get to drive the car?
No. We're going down in the pits.
Well, no. So, if you go like a day before or something like that, they'll do the NASCAR experience where you drive the actual car.
Roger and I have done one of those where we've had – what did you drive in San Diego with Al Watkins?
Oh, I was there. I was there while Al Watkins goes, okay, there's 18 of you on the bus. Only Baz and Roger can get to drive the cars. Y'all are all going to sit back and watch them ride the cars.
You drove 2 hours.
Drove
to Fontana, California.
To watch you guys drive.
It's terrible.
Yeah.
What did you drive, Rog?
It was a Lambo.
I think they had a Lamborghini or Ferrari. And the shifting, I couldn't figure out. So the guy finally goes, pull over. He'd had enough of it.
Kicked you out of a paid deal.
Well, of course, I'd already.
Here's your money. Get out.
I'd already done one or two laps in that. But it was, let me tell you. I didn't like it. I don't want to drive a car that drives 185 miles an hour or whatever.
I don't want any part of it.
Maybe not into a turn, but you do that
unless it's Fayetteville. Unless it's on 30.
Yeah, on the straight stretch.
Yeah, but that's what you're talking about. But anyway,
so you're going to NASCAR. Yeah, where are you going?
Quaker State 400.
Where is that?
Well, it's right outside. It used to be the Atlantis Motor Speedway. They changed the name of it. Qualls is going with us, and our NASCAR contributor.
So you're only doing one thing for the summer event.
No, we've got some more stuff. One of the things
three guys, one room.
We've talked about going to, RJ, there are five restaurants that we've targeted that are 100 years old in Arkansas, and we're going to try to go to some of those this summer. And then several other things.
We did that. We did kind of that when we did the parks tour.
We did some of those. Yeah,
I think we may have hit a couple of those then.
Yeah. So
I think you got to do something.
Let me tell you what else we're gonna do. We're gonna have the Ladies of Mayhem in here. We're gonna have our significant others come in.
We talked about that for years.
It's gonna happen now. Yeah. It's gonna happen now. We're finally gonna have our best listener contest. Finally gonna do that. We just got through doing our man cave. So
here's the thing. Your summer of adventures kind of weakening a little
bit. We've jumped out of a plane.
That's what I'm saying.
We're not breaking bones.
Jumped out of airplanes. You have. Done physical tasks.
Yeah, we're not doing any physical tasks anymore. And so we just got to do the bathtub races. That was part of our summer adventure. Yeah, well, that was not easy either. I'm still paying the consequences for that.
We'd won our first two legs, and then Baz wants to get in on it. Next thing you know, he pulls a hammy, and we lose.
Why don't you guys go, hike Mount St. Helens?
You'll appreciate this. The other place we're going to...
We can't walk down Bathhouse Road.
Raj, the other place we're going to try to broadcast from?
Where?
The Star. We got that Jerry.
Thought you've done that.
No, we've never done a radio broadcast from there. We've been there, but with the Cliff Harris Award, but we've never done a broadcast.
I know what you're doing here, Jerry. You're going to try to get Jerry to come.
Of course, we are.
We can't get Jerry to come to Touchdown Club.
Yeah, we can't do that. So we've tried our best on that. Yeah, you know, we've also done over the years. Roger, I thought about maybe bringing this back as a best song contest. We've had some good Razorback songs over the years that were good. So that's another one. We may consider too also checking out maybe a Rangers game. Which we've been to the World Series to see the Rangers. You were part of that, right?
Yeah, I was on that trip.
Remember, Roger, what we said? Hey, RJ, what is the? Do they have a team song, a fight song for the Rangers? Or what was it?
Yeah,
let's go Rangers.
And I was like, what? That's it? That's the theme song for the Rangers?
It's so good.
Bass is sitting on the side.
That's it?
What's the chant for the Rangers? You do it? And he goes, the look on his face was like, you've got to be kidding me.
It's everybody's chant. what's that chant for the Dodgers? Let's go Dodgers! That's it.
Someone says, David, how's it going watching all those football movies? You know what? I have not started. I don't know if I'm going to be able to pull it off. You know, I had set a goal. I wanted to watch every football movie that's ever made. And they're over 100.
Yeah, there's
a lot.
So
I just don't know if I can pull it off.
Well, you can't because the original deal was that you were going to watch it all before the season.
That's right. That's right. I would want to do that.
You're out of time.
Now. You can't do it now.
Someone says, what's more dangerous, jumping out of a plane or bringing your significant other on your show live? That's a great point.
Great point.
The answer is easy.
Are they hosting the show or are they just going to sit here?
No, they're going to come in.
So you're still going to dictate the conversation.
No, we're going to have somebody do some. You remember the old Newlywed game?
Yeah.
Where you would ask a question, your significant other can match.
Yeah.
So,
Samantha's out of town.
Do you want to say Natural State Wholesale?
Yeah.
they're working together again with because of my tile issue with Jeff Laser to be able to get more tile for my situation. So they're just good guys to work
your
with over
situation.
There.
Situation. You're
I've
back
had,
down?
Yeah, I've had some issues with it. I got to go back. Jeff's got to go back.
It's because it's outside on a deck.
No,
indoor tile.
Jeff said he's been doing this for 30 years.
It's
he said
Jeff
he's never seen it. Yeah, he said he's never seen it. 30 years. He's never. He said,
Something's wrong with you. You got some bad
words. He's the expert. But anyway, so the point of it is great to work with guys like Drew and Barrett and all those guys. Say thanks to them.
I've got a house getting ready to hit the market in Bryant that I'm flipping, and all the flooring, backsplash, the appliances, everything came from Natural State Wholesale. And so if you're wanting to save some money on remodeling a house or building a house, you better check them out in Cabot. You're going to save a ton of cash.